Hello, and welcome to episode 211 of Dark and Stormy Book Club. Short episode this week. Enjoy.
I'm Ann Dart.
I'm Tracy Stormy.
And I'm Kathy Knight.
And together we are...
It Was a Dark and Stormy Book Club.
A podcast for mystery lovers.
Welcome.
If you enjoy our show, please consider contributing to the Dark and Stormy Patreon. By becoming a patron, you will help us create better and quality content. There are also benefits to becoming a patron, such as exclusive content and Dark and Stormy merchandise. Become a supporter at patreon.com/darkandstormybc. Check our website for the link. We appreciate any and all contributions. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to episode 211 of Dark and Stormy Book Club. Well, it's over. Malice Domestic, I cannot tell you how wonderful it was. It was 4 days of just smiles and happiness and a few tears, but a lot of tears of joy, too. It was so nice to put faces to names of fans and also to meet new people that we've read and enjoyed so much. And it was wonderful to see old friends that we haven't seen in 3 years because of, as we called it at the convention, the dark times. Hopefully they're over. It was wonderful. We are not going to have a full episode this time, but we did want to put a spotlight on our Agatha Award winners for 2021. We have announced the winners of the previous years, and they were honored at this meeting also, but we just wanted to make sure everyone knew who the winners were, and we congratulate every one of them and all the nominees, because they are wonderful writers, every one of them, but there can only be one winner. The winner for Best Contemporary Novel is a friend of the show, Cajun Kiss of Death by Ellen Byron, and she is published by Crooked Lane Books. Best Historical Novel was Death at Greenway by Laurie Rader Day, another friend of the show, and she is published by HarperCollins. Best First Novel was Arsenic and Adobo by Mia P. Manansala, and she is published by Berkeley Press. The best short story was Bay of Reckoning by friend of the show, Sean Riley Simmons, in Murder on the Beach, Destination Murders. The best nonfiction winner was How to Write a Mystery, a handbook from Mystery Writers of America by MWA with editors Lee Child and Laurie R. King. That was put out by Simon & Schuster. And finally, the best children and young adult mystery was I Play One on TV by Alan Orloff, and he was published by Down and Out Books. We had an amazing time at Malice. If you are near the East Coast or can get to the East Coast, make plans to visit Malice. You will not be sorry. It is the friendliest, the loveliest group of people you will ever, ever know. You can meet some people that were your heroes, you've read for years, and you can meet people who are just planning to write their first book. They are all wonderful. We had an amazing time. Next week, we are going to have another program dedicated to Malice. And in coming months, I'm hoping that we get to visit with a lot of the authors we met during Malice. That's going to wrap it up this time. We are just absolutely exhausted. We ran, we schmoozed, we did it all. We're worn out. We need a little bit of a break. So, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a full episode. And remember,
life would be boring without a little mystery. Bye.